Impacts from the Creek Fire will be felt for years in the San Joaquin River Canyon. It's a blaze that scorched over 380,000 acres, destroyed hundreds of homes, cabins, recreation areas, and a lot of history. The dense conifer forest, woven through with drought and bug-killed trees, was tinder dry, waiting for a fatal spark on Labor Day weekend. Now, fire crews are in the final phases of full suppression and mop-up operations. Adrian Freeman is the public information officer for the Creek Fire.
So we're focusing on suppression repair, kind of looking at the actions that happened during the firefight and seeing what we can do to prevent them from causing erosion. You build a new dozer line, you make a place for water to flow. Potentially there could have been damage to roads, fences, that kind of thing in the heat of the firefight. We want to do what we can to make sure that those things are secure prior to winter weather.
The Forest Service reports that the fire spread going forward is expected to be minimal. There was rain and snow over the area last week, and a cold weather front is expected to sweep over the region, bringing more rain and high elevation snow this week. But Freeman points out that it will take more than that to extinguish the Creek Fire.
So we will see what we can finish in the next few days, and we will wait for that season-ending event. We're all familiar with how variable the winter weather can be. We're not seeing any significant fire activity remaining on this fire, and that's a really good thing. But for us to see something like 100% containment, will need to be after a significant change, not just in one storm, but in a pattern.
The next step is recovery. The San Joaquin River Canyon has had a heavy human footprint for more than a century. Entire communities of people live and work there. Many more come to recreate. The Creek Fire wiped out hundreds of homes, summer cabins, and mountain playgrounds, as well as a vast landscape of richly diverse natural habitat. Part of the recovery process is an assessment from the Forest Service's Burn Area Emergency Response Team. They've been doing a post-fire survey of potential soil erosion and other impacts resulting from fire suppression activities. There's also a concern there might be fallout from toxic chemicals due to the fire's spread by winter rainfall. Again, Adrian Freeman.
We're incredibly grateful that people are back in their homes. They're able to start working with their local agencies for recovery. But there's a lot of recovering to do. And there's a whole nother piece, which is that burned area emergency response that comes next, which is where we look at those really critical pieces of data that allow us to make common sense recovery efforts, things like revegetation, erosion control, those kinds of things.
Even seasoned firefighters were impressed with the size and intensity of the Creek Fire. An overgrown and vulnerable forest, cause for the blaze still unknown and driven by a perfect storm of events. Even as recovery begins, it will leave an indelible mark on the region. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.